Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Kuf Hei. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amad Aleph, the Mishnah, the new Perek, at the bottom of the page. Ad Emasai Choshen Stei Halavon Erev Shvi'is Mishutale Lalecha Korzman Shebnei Adam Choshem Lita Mishkois Medlois. Until when may one plough a grain field on Erev Shvi'is? Until the moisture in the ground has dried up, which is as long as people are still ploughing to plant cucumber and gourd. Amu B'Shimon Nasata Torah Torah called Echad the Echad Biyodi, Elas Estay Lavan at the Pesach of Estay Ilon at Had Seres. So Pshimon says each individual will claim differently about the moisture in their field. Rather, grain field may be ploughed until Pesach, and fields of trees until Shavuos. And the Gemara says that Adem Asai Choshen, Mantan Alecha, Reb Meyahu, Reb Meya, Kabe Shammai, Reb Shimon, Kabe Silo. The Gemara says, until when may one plough? So who is the Tanna who discussed moisture? Reb Meya, who follows with Beis Shammai, Reb Shimon follows Beis Hillel. V'chi asinan masnisen Reb Meir k'Beis Shammai Reb Shimon k'Beis Hillel. Is that so? Although Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai disagree over a field of trees, who said they also disagree over a grain field? El Reb Meir k'Mishnah Rishona Reb Shimon k'Mishnah Achorona. Rather, Reb Meir is like the earlier teaching before Reb Gamliel annulled the law of Tosefta Shvi'is, and Reb Shimon is like the latter teaching after they annulled it. V'chi asinan masnisen Reb Meir k'Mishnah Rishona Reb Shimon k'Mishnah Achorona. El Reb Meir shnia machlekes Reb Shimon shnia k'divei kol. The Gemara rejects this. Would Reb Meir be like the early teaching when the halacha doesn't follow it? Rather, Reb Meir says that it depends on the dispute between Beis Hillel and Shammai, and neither differentiate between a grain field and a tree field, and Reb Shimon taught the law of a grain field that according to both opinions, one may plough until Pesach. Haveman Tana Ademasai Choshen Stei Halavon Erev Shvi'is. So the Gemara asks, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that asked, until when may one plough a grain field on Erev Shvi'is? Reb Meir, Bank Reb Shimon, do I call Adad Theris? Reb Meir, who says that all agree that one may plough until the moisture has dried up, which is as long as people are still ploughing to plant cucumber and gourd. But according to Reb Shimon, all agree until Shavuos. Lo Yisai Shdava Kishish Mukshe Umudla El Afilu Me'echa Me'achash V'nei Adam Asidim Lita B'Mishkiyos U'Midlois Muta. According to Reb Meir, not only if there were already cucumber and gourd there, but even if he will plant them there, in the future he's going to plant there, it is permitted. Am Reb Shimon, Nasata Teres Kol Echad Ve'Echad Biyodoi, Zoyme Kal Aleicha Sheli, Zoyme Loi Kal Aleicha Sheli, Ela B'Stei Lovan, Ad HaPesach, B'Stei Ilon, Ad Atzeres. Reb Shimon says that each individual will claim differently about the moisture in his field. One will say that his has dried up, another will say that his hasn't dried up. Rather, grain fields may be ploughed until Pesach, and fields of trees until Shavuos. Ma Ben Stei Lovan, L'Stei Ilon. What's the reason for the difference between a grain field and a field of trees? The answer is, since a grain field is sown immediately after ploughing, it needs a large amount of moisture, but a tree field, which is only ploughed to allow the rainwater to get into the ground, but doesn't need a lot of moisture, may only be ploughed until Shavuos.